أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون، فيها أنهار من ماء غير آسن، وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه، وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين. In the previous ayats, Allah explained that the people who have sincere iman and who do righteous deeds are on a broad, clear road, direct road to Jannah, moving freely and comfortably with ease on that road. On the other hand, the people who are in the darkness of kufr and in the darkness of nifaq, hypocrisy, these people are in a very tight road and are being knocked from this side to that side. Sometimes they see light, sometimes it's complete darkness. How can the two ever be the same? So as a result of that, those people who are on that clear, broad road of Iman, they have got complete conviction in their heart of the truth of Islam. They have no doubts, and their amada accordingly for them will be Jannat. And that Jannat, one aspect of it, Allah explains here, مَثَلُّ الْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي وَعِدَ الْمُتَّقُونَ احوال اس بحش کا جس کا وعدہ ہوا ہے درنے والوں سے. The conditions of the Jannat which has been prepared for those people who have got taqwa, that is the iman they have made strong, they got no doubts whatsoever in about Islam being the true religion and every aspect of Islam. They got complete conviction on the life of the qabr, the akhirat, etc. And they have got taqwa, they fear Allah Ta'ala. So that Jannat which has been promised to them is fiha anharum min ma'in ghayri asin. Usme nehre hai pani ki jo boo nahi karega. There are rivers of water which will have no smell whatsoever. That is, for as long as that rivers are there, sometimes we get here, chemicals get into the river. The other dirt and filth, the river becomes polluted because people pump sewage into the river, etc. But the rivers of Jannat will always be 100% pure and clean. وَنْهَارُ مِنْ لَبَنِ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُ اور نہرے ہے دودھ کی جس کا مزہ نہیں پھرا. And then there will be rivers of milk, and that milk also, the taste of it will never go off. Yeah, if we don't look after the milk, we don't boil it, we don't put it in the fridge, the milk goes off. It starts giving off a bad stench also. But the rivers of Jannat will be such that they will be pure rivers of milk. وَنْهَارُ مِنْ خَمْرٍ لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ اور نہرِ شراب کی جس میں مزہ ہے پینے والوں کے واسطے. And there will be rivers of wine, and with great enjoyment for those who will drink of it. Those rivers will not be like the wine of this dunya, which the taste also is terrible. It is all rotten fruit that of what it is made. And then it makes a person go out of his head, and he can't differentiate between his wife and his mother, his sister, his daughter. He starts speaking all evil and terrible things, makes big accidents also. The rivers of the wine of Jannat will be such that it will be very tasty and very enjoyable. And a person will 100% remain in his mind. He won't go out of his mind in any way. وَنْهَارُ مِنْ أَسَلِ مُصَفَّى اور نہرِ ہے شید کی جھاک اتارا ہوا. And there will be rivers of honey in which there won't be any foam whatsoever, pure honey. But from this they will enjoy all the time. These are some of the wonderful drinks that will be of Jannat, and also the water sports that will be in Jannat. Many people enjoy the water sports in this world. This is nothing compared to what the water sports will be in Jannat. And there will be no fear of any accident, no sharks, no other dangerous things. It will just be enjoyment for them all the time. وَلَهُ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ الثَّمَرَاتِ اور ان کے واسطے ہے سب طرح کے میوے ہیں. And for them will be all types of fruit, and that will be in season all the time. Though in this world, now in this modern age, we get fruit which is out of season also. But it is deep frozen. It can never compare to that fresh fruit which you take from the tree, which is ripened on the tree and which you take from the tree. Most of all, perhaps all of our commercial fruit is artificially ripened. It doesn't get ripened on the tree. But the fruit of Jannat will be natural and it will be original and it will be all the time. And you won't have to go shopping for it. You won't have to go for it. It will come to you. Right down to you it will come. And you will enjoy as much as you want to of that fruit. And every taste will be different from the previous one and more better from the previous one also. وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ اور معافی ہے ان کے رب سے. And there will be complete forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. You won't have to eat with a sense of guilty consciousness also. Allah would have forgiven you completely, and with a clear mind and an open heart you can enjoy all the favors of Allah Ta'ala. It won't be like you are stealing from Allah and you are eating, you are guilty that of all your sins, and like a person who is guilty can't open his heart and his mind and enjoy. There Allah will have announced his forgiveness and say, open your hearts now and enjoy this without any fear. Kaman huwa khalidun fin nar, ye barabar ho sakte hai usse jo sada rahe aag mein. Can this person who enjoys this Jannat ever be equal to that person who is going forever in Jahannam? That person who has got kufr in him, that person who have got nifaq and hypocrisy, outwardly they just going along with Islam, but inwardly they don't like Islam. They don't like the teachings of Islam. They like the way of life, or the Western way of life, the way of life of the non-believers, etc. Can the two ever be equal? وَسُقُومَانْ حَمِيمًا فَقَتْتَعَ أَمْحَاءَهُمْ اور پلایا جائے ان کو کھولتا پانی تو کات نکالے ان کے آنتے. And those people will be given boiling water to drink in Jahannam, which will cut their intestines into pieces. Can the two ever be equal? One is enjoying all those ni'mats of Jannat, and the other person suffering in Jahannam. And this is all according to our condition of our lives in this world. Those people who make effort on their iman and they have got conviction on the true iman, and the amal and taqwa is also on its place. They will be one group, and the other group are those who don't have any iman openly, or who are in doubt, who have got munafiqat, who are hypocrites, who have got doubts about iman and Islam. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَمِعُ إِلَيْكَ اور بعضِ ان میں ہے کہ کان رکھتے ہیں تیرے طرف. Then also remember, amongst these wrongdoers, there is one group who do listen to you. They come to your gatherings also. This is the group of the munafiqeen. They listen also. They come to the majalis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They listen to what is being said. حَتَّى إِذَا خَرَجُوا مِنْ عِنْدِكَ یہاں تک کہ جب نکلے تیرے پاس سے. However, when the majlis is over, the bayan is over, and they start leaving, قَالُوا لِلَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمِ مَاذَا قَالَ آنِفَا کہتے ہیں ان کو جن کو علم ملا ہے کیا کہا تھا اس شخص نے ابھی. Then they say to those people who have got proper ilm, that is, whose iman is strong and who are believing. Then this munafiqeen, as they get up from the majlis, the bayan, they say, what did he say just now? In other words, in a cynical way, in a critical way, that what he said is right, what he said. What is this he's talking about? And that is happening exactly today. When the ulama speak the truth, then we ask, what he's talking about? He's right in his head. He knows what he's talking. Exactly like that were the munafiqeen in the times of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the true words of deen and the original words are spoken, the munafiqeen can't digest it. And then they ask in a cynical way, and in order to find fault, what he's talking about. You heard what he said. You believe what he says. You heard what he said. Exactly like this were the munafiqeen also. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ طَبَعَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ یہ وہی ہے جن کے دلوں پر مہر لگا دی ہے اللہ نے. These are those very people on whose hearts Allah has put a seal. So the truth of Islam is not there, and they are always just in their doubts all the time. Sometimes they see the light, sometimes their light is extinguished, they don't see anything. Sometimes times they are strong in amal, other times they are dead, there is no amal whatsoever. All the time they just carrying on in that way. وَاتَّبَعُوا أَهْوَاءَهُمْ Or chale hai apni khaiisho par. And these are those people who are just walking on their own desires. They are slaves and they are slaves of their own desires, their whims, their fancies, their own ideas. They haven't submitted to Islam. What comes in their head, that is what is right. So they made their own head, and what comes in that small stupid head, they made that their God. And that is what they follow. They don't follow Quran, they don't follow Hadith, they don't follow ulama, they only follow their own whims and desires. So this is their condition. وَالَّذِينَ اَحْتَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدَى اور جو لوگ راہ پر آئے ہیں ان کو اور بڑھ گئی ہے اس سے سوچ. And those people who came on the right path, who are sincere, simple-minded, people of this world look at them as backward people, people who don't have understanding. They are very ordinary people. But they, when they come in the gathering of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the gathering of ilm and ulama, their iman increases. Allah increases their iman. And they are more convinced and they accept wholeheartedly what is being said. وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ اور ان کو اس کے اس سے ملا بچ کر چلنا. And Allah Ta'ala grants them taqwa and they safeguard themselves from bad company of the munafiqeen also, of the kuffar also, their ways of life also. They are careful in all the things what they do and what they say. They have got taqwa. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has made clear two different groups of people. Those whose iman is strong and who are following on the right path, they are walking on a clear road with great light on it all the time. And what they will get, that beautiful Jannat. And on the other hand, those people who are walking on a very narrow road, a dark road, and they are being knocked from this side to that side, and for them, the adab of Jahannam and how terrible that will be.